fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's expertise has become incredibly more important these last 8 months or so. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. I was just reading his most recent article, which was published the 16th, just a few days ago, titled America's 13th Vendemiaire. Is that how you say it, Jeff? Good morning.
Vendemiaire.
Okay, I'm not very good at French, obviously. And you begin the article talking about something that took place on the 13th of October, Vendemiaire, 1795, in Paris, where Napoleon Bonaparte ordered 40 cannons to open fire on an armed mob of 30,000, ending the revolution that was taking place there. Well, Jeff, before the show started, I was mentioning how President Trump is now openly calling the socialists communists in his rallies. That's very significant and very important, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, you have to give things their proper names. That's what you have to do in order to recognize what they are before you can deal with them.
Absolutely. Well, General Mike Flynn wrote a book when he was still a general, active duty, during the Obama administration, basically saying just that. How can we hope to meet and defeat our enemy if we're not even allowed to name our enemy? Of course, that would be Islam. And when he published that book, that made him an enemy of Barack Hussein Obama, and everything else fell into place after that. But it's foundational, and it's not optional, to be able to name your enemy. The FBI has eliminated any reference to Islam from any of their training manuals, as other government agencies have as well. That's a massive mistake, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yes, it is, because you cannot fight what you refuse to name.
You can't. Of course not. Of course you can't. Now, at least in Vietnam, we were certainly allowed, encouraged, and didn't think twice about name our enemies as they were, the communist Viet Cong, the communist North Vietnamese. That was not an issue. We didn't enjoy success in our efforts. I'm not going to go into the reasons why, but we didn't. But at least we were allowed to name our enemies, as we have, I believe, in every previous war, haven't we, sir?
Well, yes, and we have. And the thing is that the real problem here is that we're not allowed to name people communists ever since Joseph McCarthy was ground under. We're not allowed to name our enemy, our domestic enemy, as communist, which is an important step we have to take that the president has taken. And it's one we have to stick by.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely do. If you got a question for Jeff regarding this topic, the International Communist Conspiracy related matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jeff, it's been probably more than a year ago I started saying that you should have your own workspace in the West Wing of the White House advising the president on these matters. That's how much I regard you and your work. And, of course, you've authored several books on this topic as well, haven't you, sir?
Yes. Yes, I guess I'm compulsive that way.
That's okay. And those books are for sale at Amazon.com. Jeff, you announced publicly, I believe, last week or a week, possibly the week before, that you're making the move. You're leaving the People's Republic of California.
Yes. Yes, I've sold my house, and I'm leaving as soon as I can, California. So it's, you know, it's kind of sad because California is a state that Ronald Reagan came from.
Well, it is. A dependably Republican state for decades. And Texas is undergoing the same threat right now of massive immigration of people who don't share the traditional values of Texans. And it looks like the dark forces are concentrating their efforts where the most people and the most resources and the most electoral college votes are, aren't they?
Yeah, they want to control the future, the country's political future. If they can dominate the presidency, they dominate the national administration and the government. And, of course, they can dictate. They want to shift the power, to, as most communists do, to a centralized, larger, higher form of state. You'll notice that both Obama and Bill Clinton, and I should say both the Clintons, wanted to create a national police force. And given what Obama's policemen did, his intelligence people did to Mr. Trump, we can all imagine going to jail on false charges if these folks had gotten what they wanted.
Right. Well, the National Police Force has been in the works for 20-plus years. I first heard about it. It's been, well, it would have been, let's see, around 1999, 2000, about in there, I first heard about it. And it's been quietly being planned with, I don't know how many tens of million dollars being spent to create a national police force, but it is in fact being created, and it already exists as far as I know. Do you know, Jeff, one way or the other?
There were funny things that were talking about training of these people during the Obama administration, but then nothing seemed to come of it. So
it all went dark, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, the government knows how to keep secrets. My father and grandfather both worked on the Manhattan Project, along with about a quarter million Americans, to build the first nuclear weapons. They didn't have a clue what they were working on down at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. My grandfather had a certificate signed by President Truman on the wall of his garage, thanking him for being part of the Manhattan Project. So, yes, the government can keep secrets, can't they, sir?
They can when they place sufficient importance on it.
Right, right. So my knowledge and understanding is that the National Police Force does exist. It's ready to be used on the streets of America if and when the opportunity comes up. I don't believe there's going to be any adverse use of a national police force against Americans as long as President Trump is president. But there's things that even President Trump doesn't know, I'm pretty sure. What do you think?
Yeah, the government is a permanent, you know, they call it the bureaucracy, the permanent government. And it seems to be dominated by appointees of presidents like Clinton and Obama that are directly, diametrically opposed not only to President Trump, but to the principles of the framers of the Constitution.
Well, let's not leave out the two Bushes. We got two Bushes, one Clinton, one Obama, all of whom appointed men and women who would be part of the deep state, the swamp, so to speak. That goes back many decades, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, with Clinton and Obama especially, you get people with very far-left communist backgrounds appointed. With the Bushes, you get people who do things that are wrong that end up staying, and they ended up not replacing any of those folks. George W. Bush, yeah, the Clintons come and replace every federal attorney, from the elder Bush administration, and the younger Bush comes in and doesn't change them back. What's with that?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, President Bush's H.W. Bush's funeral, all these former presidents sat together, and they seemed to be pretty cozy with each other, as far as I could tell. And so, Well, Jeff, we've got just over 40 days before the election. There's a lot of people. I don't know who you follow in terms of your study and research, but Mike Adams, Dave Hodges, Doug Hagman, myself, we all know each other. We're all in agreement that the time between now and the election could get very hot, possibly go kinetic. And immediately following the election on the fourth day of November, that's when things almost without a doubt will become far worse. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, it's very concerning because, the communists, they seem to want to use the election to create a constitutional crisis by fouling the election so much that no outcome, no reasonably discernible outcome could be determined by the election. And therefore, something extra-constitutional could be introduced, or civil violence on a scale unimaginable, and civil war with states breaking away from the Union. This is envisioned by the leaders of the Democratic Party, especially when they gamed it out last month, and with proposals to have California, Oregon, and Washington secede in the crisis. So this is
My daughter and her family are going to be very upset if that happens, and they'll be getting out of Dodge. Jeff, we got a call on hold. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, John. I just wanted to let Jeff know that I sent him some information. It's pretty much the same what I sent you and Steve that we discussed earlier this morning. And I'd like and encourage everyone to go to the website called StopTheCrime.net and start educating themselves on the information there. And the other thing you want to look into is Anduril, A-N-D-U-R-I-L. It's something that everyone needs to be concerned about. And I'm just going to leave it at that, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay. I've never heard of Anduril. Have you, Jeff?
No.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a pharmaceutical product to me. Okay. Well, people certainly check that out if they choose to do so. Jeff, I've been encouraging people to get prepared for this for months, in various ways, get their ham radio license, get their food, their ammunition, and so forth. And I know many are paying heed. There's no precedence for the sales of firearms and ammunition ever in this country. In fact, I was talking to a gunsmith last Thursday, Jeff, and he says he can't even get spare parts to do work and repairs on firearms. That's how bad it's gotten. Larger sporting goods stores, they're taking pre-orders for ammunition so people can order ammunition that hasn't even been manufactured yet and get it and delivered to the store. People are scared, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they are. The country's never seen this level of political divide since the Civil War. This is the biggest thing we have. We have a group of people who, whether they know it or not, are adhering to communist principles and communist agitation, who absolutely hate and despise the rest of us as if we were Nazis or racists. These are the terms they use to describe us.
Well, in the last 2-3 weeks, there's been arrests of many of these Antifa, Black Lives Matter people, and their bios have been released. Many, I would say the majority of them, come from families of privilege, where they went to private schools, went to universities that charge $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 per year to go to the university. And I've known some of these people over the years. They grow up hating who they are, hating the privilege they grew up with, hating this country, and feel that somehow, some way, everything should be made equal, so that there's no longer people growing up in the privilege that they enjoyed, and we're instead of having people of privilege and people who enjoy the fruits of their labor by their chosen career, everybody's the same, which means everybody's poor, doesn't it?
Yeah, the spread of communist ideology through the upper bourgeoisie, the upper middle class, is a very strange phenomenon, very intensive, but definitely owing to the educational institutions and communist infiltration of capitalism itself. The getting into the tax-exempt foundations more than half a century ago. The communists were able to get control of the levers of the capitalist the cultural side of the capitalist system.
Well, absolutely, they've done that. And if you've got, if you're small and don't and lack power, you focus on where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. And I've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again. The communists focused on taking over the schools that teach the teachers, and that gave them a tremendous advantage right there. We've got a caller on hold here, Jeff. We got Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen, Jeff, John. Yeah, Jeff, you had just mentioned a few minutes back about California and Oregon and the other state over there, Washington, seceding from the country. Didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know what? I believe they already had succeeded because there's over 8 million illegals in California. I believe Washington State's got over 1 million in Oregon. There's over 1 million illegals in those three states. Those states have already succeeded. If you listen to President Trump last night in his rally, he does say something that no other politician said in the last 100 years, except Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, and that is, why are there sanctuary cities? Why hasn't there, this is a resurrection. They should be arrested for resurrection because they've allowed this country to be invaded with multiple millions of illegal aliens in this country.
Insurrection,
okay?
Tom. Insurrection.
Insurrection. Insurrection. Thank you. Insurrection. I'm sorry.
It's not Easter. Okay. It's not Easter for a while ago. Yeah.
Right. I was thinking that I was watching the news. That's a little, got confused here. But yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, why has this been allowed, okay, multiple millions of illegals? We haven't heard nothing about the Molly Tibbetts case since this corona crap came down. That was getting ready to be on the news when she got stabbed 15 times in a cornfield in Iowa, and Kate Steinle and all that. We don't hear nothing about these angel mothers and fathers. Trump has not brought them out, which he should actually right now on this before this debate starts. This Chris Wallace scumbag is going to put this debate on with not one question about illegal immigration. And that's where Trump's strong suit is. Now, let's look at this, too. You got this punk LeBron James, and you got this Bloomberg, these schmuck Zionist billionaires pumping in millions of dollars to these felons in Florida to get them to vote. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Part of it. Big part of it. Right, Tom?
You got millions of dollars being spent for all these felons who committed crimes, and now they want them to vote. Like they're angels because they need to vote.
Tom, thank you for your call. We'll address those issues when we get back from the break. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of September. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I've bought EMP Shield devices for my car, my daughter, my son-in-law, my oldest grandson. It gives me peace of mind every night I go to sleep knowing that no matter what happens, they will have transportation. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. His books are available for sale at Amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box, and you can gain access to buying Jeff's books. I've read them all. You need to read them, too. It would be a great base of knowledge to help people understand what's going on, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Well, yes.
Absolutely. Do you have any response to Tom's comments there, Jeff?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on from there. We have communist sympathizers and outright communists both. It's hard to tell the difference, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, you have to kind of be schooled in it to sort of tell the difference between the two. The thing is that people, there are some things people do because they're ignorant and they're misguided, misled. Then there's the other people that are leading them. And, of course, I think there's the distinction.
Well, they try to conceal who they are. I back in the 60s and early 70s, I worked with anti-war groups, and some of them were heavily infiltrated by communists and had a hidden communist agenda. But they know that patriotic Americans won't go for their communist stuff, so they conceal it, they hide it, they try to keep you from finding out. I got to the point where I could know what to look for and certain key words, trigger words, to demonstrate to me that they actually were Marxist. And it's an unfortunate thing that Americans get caught up in this, but they do, Jeff, don't they?
Yes, they do, because Americans, unfortunately, have not been, you know, adequately prepared by our educational institutions. In fact, they've been indoctrinated to ideas that are subversive without even, you know, there was no warning light put on their education saying,
There was about 20-something years ago, 25 years ago, there was a community near St. Louis called Times Beach that had been contaminated with dioxin. And I was at a community meeting where community leaders were gathered, and I met this young man, handsome young man, very bright, very articulate, and I was asking him about his, you know, who he was and his bio, and he said that he had been trained by the IWW, and not many people have any idea what that means, but I do. It's the International Workers of the World, a communist organization, been around for 80-plus years. Next day, I called an FBI agent that I knew, and I said, man, I got a hot one for you. I got a bona fide communist community organizer that I can get you all the information, because I had this guy's name, contact information. The FBI agent that I'd known him for a number of years at the time, he said, well, John, I'm sorry. Our mission statement no longer includes tracking communists. And I said, oh, you got to be kidding. That's not real. Yeah, oh, yeah, John, that's real. We no longer track communists. And I said, well, I'm really disappointed that you no longer track communists. I had all this great information for you. But that's reality, isn't it, Jeff?
It is reality. And we've had our counterintelligence and our protections against subversion and infiltration taken away the infiltrators, fact. That shows the success of the infiltration.
Exactly. And Hussein Obama appointed hundreds of men and women in positions of trust and responsibility who were communists, communist Muslims, who in turn appointed more communist Muslims underneath them, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and many of our best analysts who understood the threat doctrine of the Islamists were kicked out of the FBI and the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, this is why President Trump was basically paralyzed most of his first year, because the executive agencies where all these communist Muslims are, and they're not also necessarily Muslims, but communist and Muslims, and he was almost paralyzed trying to get anything done because of these agencies filled up left to right, top to bottom, with men who and women who were in fact representing foreign entities, weren't they?
Yeah, and some of these agencies were out to try to cooperate in getting the president impeached for something that he did not do.
Well, the top of the list was Mr. John Brennan and James Comey, FBI, CIA. And that shows great success when our enemies infiltrate our federal law enforcement, our federal intelligence agencies at the very highest levels. That shows great success on their part, doesn't it?
It's positively frightening.
It is. Well, I wasn't in the Oval Office or in the West Wing when the president was dealing with these things, but I can imagine it was complete turmoil trying to identify and get rid of these people. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of Cottonwood Town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of September. I'm so happy that we have the mosquito net face mask. I talked to Tim Spencer yesterday. He's all caught up with orders, keeping these three lovely Filipino women and just the next county over. Very busy sewing up these masks. They're sewn together very professionally. And available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, we now finally have water filters again. Berkey can no longer deliver product. The things have changed there. Ready Pure water filters. Great water filters. And they have a metal spigot instead of a plastic one that the Berkeys have. So they're not subject to easy breakage like the Berkeys are. Also, my website, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, you need an Enchiclear. You do. You have issues with not getting a great night's sleep like I do every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I really do. It's a very deep, restful sleep every night of the week. You can also, with your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. This week, I'm finally getting caught up in all the back orders. I want to thank everybody who's been waiting patiently. Orders have basically more than doubled the past few months, and we're getting caught up this week. Check out the Energy Cleaner. The mattress pads go with it at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And that's great. Just go ahead and place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. There's a link on my links page. His books are available for sale at Amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box, and you'll get all his books. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, you were talking, John and Jeff, about naming your enemy, and I was pondering that for a while, and you're right. This is a concerted effort in so many venues that it's not even funny. They have taken the Islam, the communists, tracking anything, won't name them guys at all. But at the very same time, the television has been doing things like making homosexuals a normal lifestyle. Like the criminals are never black. I mean, we know better than that, but anybody that's been involved in law enforcement knows that's not the way it is. They have the terrorists are always white, extremist, domestic terrorists, and they're always labeled as an enemy, as a white domestic terrorist. And I thought to myself, you know, the reality is that all of our society has been so infiltrated with these people that the rooting out of this mess of Hollywood and the homosexual agenda and everything that this country was founded on would literally be seen as a terrorist act now because of the thought process and how that the thought process, it would be so brutal it would be so brutal to have to do that 95% of the people in this country would not stand for it. Your comment.
Okay. Your response, Jeff?
I'm not sure what to say. I need to think about it for a second.
Well, I don't need to think about it. Kyle, the infiltration of the communists in positions of trust and responsibility in the media and the government has been pretty comprehensive. And they control the narrative when it comes to what most Americans hear, read, and see from the mass media. They control the narrative. Fox News is the best, but they don't cover everything. You will never hear anything adverse from Fox News about the pharmaceutical industry. That's not going to happen. But you are finally hearing on Fox News that George Soros is behind much of this. So that's a good thing. Jeff, you ready to move on for our next caller? Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next caller is Dean in West Virginia. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. I was raised communist atheist in the 1950s and 60s. I went into the military, though, during the Vietnam era, but I served elsewhere in Central America. And I came out, went to the most communist college that ever existed. It was called Antioch University. Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Yep.
That's where the old Martin Luther King's wife went to college, and also the guy ran the Twilight Zone TV show, Steiger.
Rod Serling.
He went there. Yeah. Anyhow, there were guys that was going to go into the FBI and CIA that were students there. They wore short hair when everybody else. All the other males had long hair.
Right.
Make a long story short, from Yellow Springs, the Communist College, to Beckley, West Virginia. We meet on it was during the 100 days coal miner strike in 1977 in the winter. We were snowed into a beer Pizza Hut thing across from a college there. And I'm with this agent-to-be. We're sitting at a table with three college instructors, and we have two newspaper reporters or news from TASS and that other agency in Russia. They were communist, Russians.
Pravda. Yep.
Yeah, Pravda, that's it, Pravda and TASS. One was the last name I remember was, I think it was Alexa Gudkov. The other one was Stanislav Lunov. They were told by these instructors that had used a federal grant to do a search, going through the history of an area of West Virginia where it's got a scenic river for whitewater rafting and all that. They went through there and did a historical study of it and so on. But while they was doing it, they were spying for bunkers. They found the openings into the congressional bunker, the Greenbrier Bunker at White Sulphur Springs, which this place looks like the White House. It's only 20 times bigger. It's a five-star hotel. It had what most people don't know, where the gambling casino's at. They took out a big nuke missile out of there about 15 years ago. All right. But that place was given away. It's like 13 stories deep. They don't tell you that when you go on their bunker tour. But that's the length of a vertical MX Peacekeeper. Anyhow, it was given away, and this Stanislav Lunov, 20 years later, like from 1977 up to about 1997, he's got a hood over his head on C-SPAN testifying before Congress, watch out, watch out. There's no peace here. There's no perestroika. There's no, there's no peace here. This is the Russians are changing form, and they're going to be your enemy in the future. This guy was the highest ranked KGB, and I was 20 years earlier sitting across from him, and still, the moral of the story is they have these guys in the FBI and CIA that went to these leftist colleges are now in there. That's why you've got Brennan and Comey and all of them at the top of these agencies. They're all communists. They admit it. And some of them are Muslim also. They're like a combination.
I
saw it with my own eyes when I went to college, and I'm sitting there the very night they gave away the congressional bunker in West Virginia. So I'm sitting there that very, very night.
Amazing. Well, hold on, Dean. Jeff, you know all about Stanislav Lunov, I believe, don't you, sir?
Yeah, I was friends with him.
I thought you were.
Yeah, Lunov was GRU. He was actually the deputy head of the GRU in the United States, so he's at a very high level. He'd been a military debriefer for Gorbachev at one time in the Soviet Union. He spoke fluent Mandarin, and he worked in China as well. And he was a person who came to believe that what the Russians were doing was criminal, that they were using organized crime, they were using methods that were so foul that he could no longer be part of it. His book was titled Through the Eyes of the Enemy, and he basically warned that whatever changes had taken place in the Soviet Union, they were still our enemy,
right,
and that they weren't stopping.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dean, you were certainly a witness to history there. Go ahead, Dean.
I'm looking at that book right now. I got it right here in front of me. I got two of them. A tape came with those. One of those guys looked just like that talk show host, Maury Povlovich. Back in them days, that's what he looked like. I can't remember if it was Gudkov or Lunov, but they called him anyhow. Yes, that's true. And this is they have so infiltrated everything that I don't know if we've got a way back. I don't know if there's a way out of this. It it's been.
I got a question for the young men who their careers were going to be in the FBI and related federal agencies. Was it their intention to become informants for the communists when they gained those positions of employment?
They told me they wanted to learn how the communists thought, because they was raised differently. But I think what happened was it took them over, because that happened to me. My grandmothers tried to teach me the Bible and the Constitution and things, and they had to secretly do it around my father. He would send them away, even made them get out of there if he caught them at times.
Right.
So I think that kind of like happened with them. Some of them were captured by it, and they flipped. They flipped to the other side is what they did.
Well, that's disappointing, but doesn't surprise me. Okay. Dean, thank you for your call, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just thought I would use a word of encouragement there because, it's just like Democrat, Republican, Electoral College, the Democrats want to get rid of it completely. You know, they're just hyping it up these days. And that means the majority would rule. They don't want us to be able to elect somebody we trust and you know, let God deal with it. But anyway, when Trump wanted to get rid of El Chapo, he had 22 agencies helping him do it. ICE did 22 agencies. So all these people that they say are not represented, you know, with the Electoral College, the 40% who lost, quote unquote, they're out there, and they're just waiting for somebody to do things right.
Right, right.
What do you think?
Okay. Well, it's hard to say. Jeff, you got any response?
Well, it's difficult to know how far the infection of socialism has spread. It's a new religion. Younger people seem to be enchanted with it. I think it's a function of the young and the educational institutions. Once people get into real life, they start figuring things out, hopefully, and realize that it isn't the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Well, Jeff, we're the watchmen on the wall, you and I, every week. I don't know if we're converting any people, but we're certainly warning them and getting them information that that they can use to talk to other people about the reality of communism, socialism, basically synonyms, if you will, that hopefully we'll be able to influence some of the younger people and help them bring them to reality as opposed to the fantasy world they're living in, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of younger people, if they happen to hear this and they might sneer at what we're saying, there's going to come a day when they're going to wish they'd listened closer.
That's right. That's right. It will not have a good ending. It never does. Socialism, they built a wall in Berlin for a reason. There was freedom in every which way, right across that line. It was just people could easily travel back and forth between East and West Berlin, but more and more the communists realized that people would travel to West Berlin and never come back. And especially the young, productive people that any society needs to build on. You need young, bright, educated, productive people to have a society move forward. And if they're leaving by the hundreds and in fact thousands, it ruins your chances of doing anything, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, California is our East Berlin right now. You know, there's no chance for a politician to be elected to statewide office here who believes in the Constitution and is not a socialist. I mean, basically, the statewide offices are monopolized
right,
by the
right.
far left of the Democratic Party.
Right, right. Right next door to me, the state of Illinois, what we refer to the People's Republic of Illinois, they're making it so burdensome for anybody trying to run a successful business with heavy taxation and even more on the way that people are taking their companies and leaving. The bright, educated, intelligent people, productive people of Illinois. They're getting out of, they're getting out of Dodge. They're coming to Illinois, Indiana, nearby states, to escape the burden of socialism, with the burden of regulation, the burden of taxes. And they're getting out while the getting out's good. And there's been lots of public recognition of that at the national level, as well as at the state level, that people are escaping the socialism, communism of Illinois. And the same thing's happening in California. The burdens of regulation, the burdens of taxes are just forcing out businesses out, aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible here. People are fleeing. Rents are going down. Apartments are sitting empty.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I hope they continue to sit empty. We have a break, our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of September. Jeff, we're quickly running out of time this hour and before the election, just over 40 days. What do you want let these people know to wrap up the show this week?
Well, we gotta get more active, and people have to also really think carefully about the country and what they ought to be doing as Americans to support the country at this time, and to educate themselves about what the threat is and what the enemy has done. I mean, the enemy in this case is all around us, inside our culture, inside our schools. And we've got all these elections coming up, including elections that involve school board people, county supervisors, city councils,
prosecutors and sheriffs.
Yeah.
Sheriffs are very extremely important. The New World Order, the communists, they hate county sheriffs because they know how powerful these county sheriffs are.
Yeah. So, I mean, your life is really, this is a battlefield now, and you got to get to know that. Got to have some situational awareness, know where you are.
Know what's around you, what's coming at you. Absolutely. That is absolutely not optional. You could be driving down the street in many cities and find yourself in the middle of a Black Lives Matter Antifa protest, couldn't you, sir?
Yeah, and that could be a very dangerous place to end up.
Absolutely. Well, I know what I'll do. I will extract myself as quick as possible to get myself out of there. It could be very dangerous. Well, Jeff, thank you, sir, for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, and we'll keep exposing the comments for what they are, won't we, sir?
You bet.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Good luck on your move, by the way. Okay. Tomorrow we'll have... let's see. We'll be talking to the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Steve Hunt. We'll be talking to my friend Tom Berryhill about the energy cleaner. And we'll be talking to Dr. Lynn Horowitz. That's it for today. Get the max supplies, drinks, and plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, never give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.